Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. It's Jill Spears here with my favorite gardeners, Lance and Lulu. Howdy.
Hi. My hands are warm.
Right?
I know, right? Me too. Wait, I can't talk with this mask on. Can I?
I can't. Please enunciate.
Yeah. Well, because I have a hat on and it's caught behind my ears.
You are
my
just
hat and my,
overbundled over there.
there's too much stuff. Okay, I got it off. I'm good.
Yeah, well, you need that hat out there right now.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. Lance, you got your wish, right? Your hard frost came.
I got my hard frost, finally.
With the vengeance.
I got everything in at the last minute.
Oh, okay. Yep. Good.
Yep. Sunday I was bringing in the last of my arugula.
Mm-hmm.
And I already knew, I already had the idea that I might have to be doing it in the rain because it was supposed to rain.
Right.
But then it didn't. So I totally lucked out.
Went
I mean,
to town
you can't even luck out that much for real. Mm-hmm. It was great. Got it all in.
Good.
You had tarps that you're still putting out.
Well, they're there. Sunday. They haven't, you know, I did all the, got the cabbages in and stored it. Then I just proceeded to start putting all my tarps, and I kept on going back to the shed, and I used every single tarp, even blankets from the house.
Oh my! So what are you still covering?
Let's see. I covered all the carrots, so I still had like 500 pounds of carrots out there.
Oh, mother of God.
And I covered the kohlrabi in two different places. I still have daikons in four different places, and I have a big row of beets. And there's some finocchio there. I don't know if the finocchio made it. We'll see.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
Yeah, that finocchio being above ground,
it
might not. But I did dig 75 pounds of carrots today, and they were beautiful. The ground wasn't frozen at all.
No.
Did you have a nice set of snow on top of your tarps?
Yeah.
Kind of insulated?
Yeah, I left it on, and normally I dig those carrots on Monday. But I said, you know, tonight's supposed to be the cold night, and I have all this snow sitting here. Which is a great insulator.
Mm-hmm.
So I left it and did that this morning. You know, and so it worked. You know, and I was surprised that I still have the big patch of spinach is covered in the parsley.
Nice.
You know, so there's still quite a bit out there.
My parsley was crispy, but it was so cold. But I threw a cover over it. And it's still on it, and it just doesn't matter. I could bring that whole – it's a big, big flower pot, and I could bring the whole thing inside, cut it all back, water it, and it would be – it would come right back.
Parsley is really sweet after a frost like
that. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is sweet.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so I'm not worried about it. If I get it, I get – I've already got, like, I don't know, a couple quarts dried, so it's not like I'm going to run out, but –
Well, let us know what's happening in your garden. What were you able to save or what do you still have out there that's going to continue? 970-527-4868-866 KVNF now. You can email us worm@kvnf.org. And, you know, last week you had that spaghetti squash in here.
Yeah. Did we get anybody guessing?
We did.
Oh,
we
cool.
had Lita from Redvale coming in. With 19.35 pounds. We had another guest, 13 pounds. I think you were thinking around maybe 12. I mean, we're kind of passing it around like the hot potato.
Yeah.
And what did it actually end up to be?
You know.
Yeah. 8.12.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, 8 pounds.
Way below.
12 ounces.
Yeah. Wow. Big, but
way less than what we all thought, and it hefted like that,
right?
But then, if you think about a 5-pound bag of flour or sugar would be better. You know, think about a 5-pound bag of sugar; it's 3 pounds heavier than that. That started to seem real.
Yeah, and squash, and it's hollow inside.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the seed cavity.
Yeah. Well, it's all meant right. to be hollow, but it's well, it's probably okay. not too hollow. But anyway, yeah, so that was what it was. 8 pounds, 12 ounces.
That's full of angel hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. And there's others out in the on the rack, too. And the really right. cool thing about spaghetti squash is it really does last. One year I had one last all the way through the first season and into the next.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
You just turn it on your shelves and
yeah, it's right.
Just keep
it's
it.
Right there mm-hmm. where you walk in the back door. It gets a lot of sun. It's warm and mm-hmm. it's just happy.
Yeah, and that was good to mention turning it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to turn it.
The winter squash. Get a soft or hot mm-hmm. soft spot, and it will just rot there. So you got to turn them every couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, these are on wire shelves.
Oh, okay.
Too, so
yeah.
that helps even more.
Yes.
You know, I don't really have to turn it, but I do anyway, just so it doesn't get a little dense where the mm-hmm. wire is and so forth.
Hey, let's welcome Cedar here in Paonio to the conversation tonight. Hello, Cedar.
Cool. Hi, Cedar.
Hi.
Hi, Lulu.
Hi, Cedar. Is this you? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I'm concerned about my trees in my yard that still have leaves on. They didn't lose their leaves, and they're covered with snow. How is that going to affect them?
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a big one last year.
It's going to be a big one again this year,
yeah.
too. You're just going to have to wait and see what happens. My elm tree in the back and my neighbor's crooked willow,
mm-hmm.
the leaves are green like full summer.
Yeah, yeah. The leaves, they'll just drop off, or we talked like Lou says that they get pushed off
right.
as they go dormant, or they because this cold has stopped their growth, that they're just going to sit there till spring,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to hurt a thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, and I had some of my trees that really had big leaves, like my maples. Several of the branches broke off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right. When you get these kind of colds this early and there's still sap in the trees, it can do some damage next year.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that this mm-hmm. spring.
We saw that mm-hmm. this spring.
Definitely.
So you can, you know, there's nothing you can do about leaves on the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to wait and see. And my pear tree
mm-hmm.
was... is as green as full summer,
uh-huh.
and the leaves just all turned black. Took them all day today, mm. but they're black now.
Uh-huh.
So, and the other thing you have to think about is, you know, I don't know what it was up at your house, Lance, or at your house, Cedar, but it was 4 freaking degrees
yeah.
at my house.
Yeah,
4.
Yeah. Now, last year, I think it was 16 when that we had that.
Yeah. But 4 degrees is going to mm-hmm. go all the way in. It
yep.
could go into the Cambrian levels of the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And if it went in there and fractured the little phloem and xylem cells,
yep. yeah.
that tree's going to die.
Or it'll die out. Back.
No, not just die
you
back.
You think it will die out?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sure could. I mean, you know, that's seriously cold. Seriously
yeah.
cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, and if you've got a thin barked tree, you know, or a young tree.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You
know. And it's an ill tree to begin with. Half of it's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
Okay.
Just going to have to wait and see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try not to get too depressed about it. That's what I'm doing.
You know, if you, this is just a little thing you could do for, to help it along, is you could spray the bark with kelp.
Mm, the bark.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the bark and stuff. It'll soak
when?
It up. Now.
Now?
Yeah.
Should I wait till it gets above freezing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it will, the bark can, it's a living tissue also, mm-hmm. and it can absorb that. It's,
help it along?
Yeah, it'll help it along. It's not going to hurt.
It's not going to hurt it.
Should I just use the regular recommendation of a teaspoon of kelp to a gallon of water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, Cedar. Yeah,
bye. That was something I really wanted to speak to because between being under so much stress from the drought and then having this frost like this, I'll be really surprised if there aren't more trees that die off.
Yeah, and not be just casualties.
Yeah, not just in town, but all over.
So dry.
Yeah, in the especially the aspens. Now the aspens are super adapted to the cold, and they photosynthesize through their bark even in the winter. So maybe they'll be okay. I'm thinking they'll be okay, but anything else like the poplars, what do you call them, cottonwoods, and all of that and everything.
They're going to suffer.
Yeah.
It's going to be serious.
The deciduous trees. And I know that grapes don't like to be cold this early.
Right.
My Concords, the leaves were all off already.
Okay. So they've already
more or less. That beautiful yellow color they turned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the colors right now of the trees that have changed are
just
beautiful
in
town. Hey, Lulu, your friends Bob and Christy are calling from over in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Oh, cool. Hi,
good
you guys.
Evening.
Hey, Lulu.
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
It got really cold here, and we rescued the red rum and the pampas and brought them inside root rooms and the car forester and the big one.
Yeah, yeah, the gorgeous.
The border crown.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, it's blooming like crazy right now.
So these guys, Christy and Bob, have had all these beautiful house outdoor potted plants and things, and they were unbelievably beautiful this summer. And Christy works up at a she calls it the castle. And how about up there? Did you guys just take a huge dive? Or?
Oh yeah, no, it froze everything.
Yeah,
it was like almost zero here last night. Yeah. So the roses are done.
Yeah,
everything's done.
Yeah,
and we lasted on the summer as long as we could.
Yeah,
okay. That's for sure.
At the castle, I did harvest 35 dahlia bulbs. The tubers are in the wine cellar.
Nice. That's so great.
And we bought a wine cooler and harvested some others from other clients.
From our other properties, we also have 15 tubers in our house in sawdust. I did peat moss and sawdust mix for all the tubers because it's so successful. Because most of these tubers from the castle are on 4 years now.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So what we're worried about a little bit is we ordered some lilies to get planted in the ground before it got really cold.
Tree lily bulbs.
Tree lily bulbs. And they're, like, circulating in space right now.
Well... Mm.
They're
stuck in Minnesota. They're on the road. That's what I thought.
Well, we put the 30 tulips in, and, you know, they're all good.
Yeah, no, they'll be fine. And Lance was saying, too, that the ground didn't freeze at his house. And you were down by Zip, weren't you?
Yesterday was 12, and today was probably about 5 or 7.
Mm-hmm. What about overnight, do you know?
This morning.
Oh, this morning.
Or 7.
Oh,
yeah.
And
yeah,
so no. Lance is up on a mesa outside of town here between here and Hotchkiss, and past Hotchkiss.
But underneath the snow, it was not frozen.
Yeah.
No, the ground didn't freeze.
So
thank God, because we have deer fencing to put up and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, no, I got to pump some frozen ground.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And we'll pound those in.
Plant the lilies.
Plant the lilies. And to anybody out there who hasn't planted their garlic yet, raise their hand. Mine's up in the air. Yours should be up in there, too. You haven't planted.
I planted over 1,200 bulbs.
You did that last week?
That Saturday.
Oh, Santa Maria.
Attaboy.
Yeah,
well,
right.
My friend.
Well, I hurt for the next day, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet you did.
My butt muscles did not like that.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Well, we're surviving here, so.
Oh, good.
All right, good.
All right.
Good. It's so good to hear.
Love you guys.
All right. Right. It's
great
good
to hear from
you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
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 Yeah, that's you know, that's over in the Roaring Fork Valley there. Mm-hmm. They're over in El Jebel.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I heard they got a ton of snow over there.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so good, it's really deal. Good. But yeah, I haven't talked to Willie yet, but we haven't put the garlic mm-hmm. in up at Phil's, but I'm not scared.
Oh, there's some nice weather coming up.
Yeah, there's
yeah,
going to
be plenty of time and I just took advantage. Hey, everything was ready. The rows were marked out, and it's supposed to rain or snow.
Yeah, so that was me with the arugula. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of got some good timing there.
Yeah, and, you know, what I did is I planted one variety, which turned out to be about, you know, each section had a little over 400 cloves.
Mm.
So I planted one variety, which took about an hour and a half, and then I went and did something else, and then came back. That way I just wasn't bent over for four hours.
God, right.
You know, and so that's what I did. And it worked out really good. And
I crawl around on my knees
mm-hmm.
is what I do. But you're right. You're still bent over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Will, if you're listening and we have to get that done.
Get on the, like, Bob says, still a lot to do out there.
Yeah.
And when the snow melts, we'll get back to cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or not.
I'm kind of thinking that, too.
There's always that or not.
Right?
I figure I still have a month to go.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That sounds about
too.
Right.
Yeah, me too. I figure mm-hmm. that, too. And, you know, today I just concentrated on taking care of some, you know, clerical stuff, you know, just, you know, looking at my checkbooks and stuff like that. okay.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. And I still want to go to Delta and absolutely look at what my signature looks like on my ballot.
For
when I send in my ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do that before it starts warming up and you have to get back out there and work.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to warm up. It was nice today. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't planted anything and you're still hoping that you can, just brush mm-hmm. the snow off or rake it off or whatever and go for it. The dirt, you know what blew me away? There's a big rock between where my grass is, my 800 square feet of grass, and the wood chips. And that big rock, the snow, almost all the snow melted off it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it
because
was that warm?
Because it had retained all that mm-hmm. that heat.
Yeah, in the
know,
ground.
In the ground, yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, if you really wanted to plant, sweep the snow off.
Sweep it off.
And that way it's not muddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go out there and do the work that you need to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as dry as it's been, that little bit of sweeping it off is and just
pretty easy to do.
It's going
to
make it really nice, mm-hmm. actually, mm-hmm. I think.
You also got your rye planted. Is that a cover crop?
No, that's not a cover crop. That's a grain crop.
It's a grain crop.
And, yeah, I planted that also. Did I do that Friday? Well, it doesn't matter. I did it, and I think I did it Friday, and I put bird netting on it immediately because last year the winter wheat
got
eaten. So I had to plant it a second time. And this time I just went and put the netting on and the birds haven't even bothered it.
There you go.
Speaking of birds, so every morning prior to this frost, there have been these huge bird parties in the trees
mm-hmm.
behind my house and behind Dave's house. And this frost, no mas, and my chickens never even came out of the chicken house yesterday.
It's a little damper on everything.
Their chicken house is little, you know, and they didn't come out and get water or food or anything.
They're just going to sit here till it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. So I fed them and watered them today, and I left their clubhouse door open, you know, to
mm-hmm.
just to say, look, you guys, it's sunny. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Get the sunshine.
You got to come out, all right? You got to do something. Otherwise, you're going to lay in there and die.
I'm scared.
You're going to die. So anyway.
All right. 5274-868-866 KVNF now. And another chore. You've been actually kind of busy, Lance. you got the last pile of compost shredded. Right?
I did. That, mm-hmm. I did that in after sunset. If I don't have anything like the hoses to move or anything like that, mm-hmm. It can take me about 40 minutes to shovel all that compost to the shredder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now you've got that's just going to sit over the winter?
Yeah, that's a pile of finished compost. Mm-hmm. It's all been shredded, and it's about 3 truckloads worth. And the aging during the winter the winter months just does magic to it. You know, it's...
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's the truth. True that. Now I'm counting on that because I've got it all just in the chicken yard. Mm-hmm. I've just been piling everything, all the sticks, stems, weeds, seeds, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just going to be a real...
That's a lot of compost. That is magic.
And I mean, that compost is really good for the starters for the new piles.
Mm-hmm.
It's got
mm-hmm.
this really mm-hmm. good balance of bacteria mm-hmm. in there mm-hmm. and stuff, whatever you want to call the soil life.
Yeah, the microbial stuff. Yeah. Do we have somebody else on the line?
We do. We have Dave calling from down here in the River Park in Paonia.
Oh.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. What are you doing?
I'll be quick. First of all, Lance, you're a superhero. And I'm pretty sure Lulu understands that. Lulu is like the spiritual one, and Jill just keeps it all together. But the funny thing about the chickens is, man, it got cold. You don't hear a squawk.
I know, right?
Nice.
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing. It's like they're not even coming out.
No,
that's what I said. I mean, this bird party that was going on in the tree. Every morning,
yeah,
right,
it's
about
like they knew.
Right, seven o'clock in the morning, it starts. You know, it starts with a couple of little chirps, cheep, reep, beep, 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 and then and then all of a sudden, it's just this amazing
bird party.
I love it.
It's so funny when it changes so fast.
What I mean, really?
I've only been here 4 years, but. Seems to me like 20 days ago it was 105.
Yeah,
yes, it can.
And
yes,
I'm not
it was.
The cold spot, but I was showing 9 this morning. I'm like,
wow.
You know, no wonder things are a little weird.
Wacky.
If I was a chicken, I wouldn't come out either.
No.
What's the point? You can't peck at anything.
No, it's frozen.
I just thought it was funny, and then everybody doing the mad scramble for. Because it was kind of a long season. The stuff was growing really well.
Right.
And
like,
it's
coming.
Right, and it
it's
just
coming.
Came crashing down. That's the thing. It just
came.
No forewarning.
It's always so interesting around here.
Yeah.
Growing season. It's like, don't rely on it.
No,
there you go.
Something. No set rules.
Exciting.
This town will spit you out if you do. But thanks.
Yeah,
a really good mix of things. I really like the program.
Okay, great.
See you guys later.
Dave.
All right, thanks
for
the call.
Dave.
Appreciate you listening.
See you.
Yeah.
Have a good
night.
I
mean, it's so fun, right, when you have people that just call up and it's just fun.
Yeah.
And funny. God.
Blast.
It's a blast.
Thank
hey,
you for
know
listening.
What, you know what my favorite thing about the bird party, and frogs do this too, and I think I've said this before, is it's going at full tilt,
mm-hmm.
and then the maestro drops the baton.
Right. Crickets, too.
And it just stops.
Yeah, right.
And it's dead quiet. Like dead
and
air.
And then one brave
and then
soul
one goes,
musters
beep,
it up.
Beep. And then somebody else goes, beep, beep. And then, so, and then you know. Oh, I love it. Just
I do, too. Nothing better than birds.
Yeah. But, you know, the gardening thing, though, the trick is diversity. The more diverse your gardens are, you mm-hmm. know, like Christy and Bob, they have all those gorgeous, mm-hmm. gorgeous pots of flowers and things that they could move in. But it was really diverse. And mm-hmm. and not that if they left them outside, they would survive. They certainly wouldn't so much. But diversity is a key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diversity is the key to life on this planet, period.
True that.
Yeah, it really is. So the more diverse your garden is, the more, you know, you'll have some things that survive and some things
that die. Don't plant 100 tomato plants.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, try different stuff.
Right.
I mean.
Or if you're going to plant 100 different ones, you know, and see if one makes it. I doubt it, but anyway. You know what I mean. Diversity is the key.
Yeah.
That's the key.
I wonder if people have a lot of tomatoes hanging right now.
In
they brought
basements?
Them inside. Yeah.
I bet
they
do. I hope they do.
I hope they do too.
Mm.
That sounds
I have a lot of I have a bunch of fried green tomatoes. What's going on the phone?
Nothing coming in right now.
Oh God, the boss over there. You see, Lance can't see the screen at all. I can see
it
a tiny bit.
Ooh, it looks like dot dot dot. Yep, and it's Pamela coming in from Dry Creek. Hi, Pamela.
Oh, excellent. Yoo-hoo.
Hello,
are you there,
Pamela?
Pamela.
Jeff's helping us out. Oh, we might have lost her.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe she can ring us back. We've got a few minutes still to get that on. And just speaking of that, we are going to be preempted next Tuesday for election results. So.
Oh, God forbid.
Okay.
I'm going to be heavily sedated.
Here comes Pamela from Dry Creek. Hi, Pamela.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey. Just between Redlands Mesa and Cedar Mesa.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And, nice.
So we're expanding our garden gradually. It just gets bigger and bigger. But I was thinking about leaf mold and wondering about, can you do that with cottonwood leaves?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Do what with cottonwood?
Oh,
are you going to compost them, turn them into the garden soil? You know, how are you going to use...
I was thinking about collecting bags and bags and bags, shredding it up, and then just letting it sit there for a couple years and hopefully turn into something good.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no problem.
Heck yeah, no
and
problem.
And the trick is that it will break down faster if you add water.
Yeah, and you don't even have to shred it. You're talking...
Wait a minute. Where do you get the water?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
She did say Dry Creek.
Okay, that'd be great because I read somewhere that cottonwoods were not good leaves to use.
I use them every year for the past 20 years.
Yeah,
okay.
And they're thin.
Okay.
And they're thin. You don't really even need to shred them. They'll probably break down just fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, if you have a shredder and you want to do it. But
yeah, because the littler the pieces, the better. But they're going to break down.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the pile.
Fantastic.
Turn that pile every once in a while. They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Good Thank too. You. All right.
Thank you. Good luck, Pamela. Like that, hearing that.
Okay. Have a great night.
All right.
We are.
And stay warm.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll have to look at the map. Dry Creek, just between, you know exactly where that
is. I know exactly where it is. I drive over it on a regular basis.
Yeah. You know, Lance, you were just saying that this time in the garden you do some kind of reflecting and thinking about seed saving and everybody that's...
Oh. Yeah, I do it in the spring too, but I also do it in the fall. And this is just giving thanks for all the farmers for the past 10,000 years, developing the food crops that we're enjoying now,
and all
the people right now. Just think, you can connect who's what they're harvesting and storing, and and all that kind of stuff. And it's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah, my freezers are brimmed. If I have to put anything else in the freezer, I'm going to have to fire up another one.
Right?
Yeah, there's just so much.
Or get to eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in some years, you have a lot of this. Some you don't.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean by the biodiversity thing. And let it roll.
Mm-hmm.
Just plant a bunch of stuff. And, I had a bumper year of collards.
Right.
Bumper year. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, not an aphid on them. They were gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it may not be like that next year.
Yeah. And I didn't have any cucumbers to speak of.
And neither did
But right next to them were those melons, those Haitian melons.
Oh, yeah. Those
were
gorgeous.
And they did really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know,
right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's the same thing. The Great Wall of Squash, was my triumph this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for that next year again.
Yeah. Get out there and garden. Yep. All right. Well, it's going to be Tara coming up with one woman's perspective, and that's a good thing for the world right now, yeah.
A woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. And it depends on the woman, but that's okay.
Well, collectively, let's call it that.
Yeah, let's, because I like it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea. Right. No, regardless, you know.
Yep.
Truth will be known.
Truth will be known always. So we'll be back in 2 weeks, and get out there and vote. And thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
All right. Stay warm.
Good night, everybody. Stay well. We love you. Bye-bye. A sign to, I got a gal that I love so. Low, little, low, and low.